Hi, Reed.
Well, hi, Doctor. Good to talk to you. I've got a couple of questions. One of them is concerning incontinence. I've got a urinary bleeding that's been starting after I got a prostate operation called a TURP.
Yeah.
Maybe you heard of it.
Afraid so.
Yeah, and so the urinary bleeding apparently was caused by taking testosterone. I was using testosterone cream on six parts of the skin on my body to get it to go into the body, and I gave up the testosterone cream, and guess what? The bleeding stopped. Now, I've got a question. How can I get some help for my libido since I don't have the testosterone cream to use?
Okay, well, there is one other pathway to libido that does not involve hormones. It involves a pathway in the brain.
Okay.
And that pathway, it's generally called the dopaminergic pathway. I did not make that up. And where that comes from is a molecule called L-DOPA, L-DOPA. And that ultimately forms itself into adrenaline and noradrenaline, which are the so-called excitatory neurotransmitters. And we sort of need some excitatory neurotransmitters if we're going to help our libidos. Okay, well, back in India in about 2,000-3,000 years ago, and this still exists, some very observant people found that the use of a certain herb would help people's libidos. And, of course, they named it something in the whatever the language is over in India. But when that European fella started naming all the herbs with Latin and stuff, he called it macuna, M-A-C-U-N-A, and the next word was pruriens, P-R-U-R-I-E-N-S. Now, if you think about that P-R-U-R-I-E-N, and you put a T after it, what does prurient mean? It means I'm kind of interested in sex.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's what he named it, because everybody knew back then that this stuff helped a lot of people with that. Now, there is that stuff's on the market. My favorite one, and no, I don't work for them, is made by a local company called Ayush Botanicals. And they just have a capsule out labeled Macuna, and that's all they can call it, because if they were to tell people that this might help with their libido, they'd get a letter from the FDA saying they're going to come seize all their stuff unless they took their advertisement down. They've done that to so many places. Anyway, you want to just get some Macuna, and very fortunately, it's very safe stuff. There's not been any reported side effects. I believe it's a 500 milligram, and the people who talk to me tell me that anywhere from 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day, and it does not work the first day. It has to be taken up by the nerves and get into the nervous system and all that. But the people who it works on tell me that 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day, and they notice a little effect. And could it help hurt to take more? Probably not, but nobody I know has gone there.
How do you spell it?
M-A-C-U-N-A.
M-A-C-A.
No, no, M-A-C-U-N-A.
M-A-C-U-M-A.
U-N-A, as in...
U-N-A, okay, got
there
gotcha.
You go. Mm-hmm.
You got a static on the line here. M-A-C-U-N-A. And which store can you get that from?
Okay, the company that makes it is A-Y-U-S-H. A-Y-U-S-H.
Okay.
And they are local. So you can get it from Tahoma Dispensary. Yeah, you can get it from Tahoma Clinic Dispensary. You can get it there online if you want.
Oh.
But I'm not telling you that the other stores don't have it. You may be able to find it in your local natural food store. Since it is a local company, I don't know how much they distribute, but you may be able to find it there too.
500 milligrams would be a daily dose?
Like I say, people who tell me it works tell me they use 500 to 1,000, and more of them are on the 1,000 side.
Okay, I got you. All right. Well, good. I just want you to, you might, too, pass that people listening today, if a man's had the TURP operation and is taking the testosterone cream and he's starting to bleed, they might have my same cure. Just stop the testosterone and the bleeding stops.
And I'm glad that happened with you, sir. I would say, though, that it's possible that if you were working with a doctor skilled in natural medicine, they could find what that connection was and help you to break the connection, so you could still use the testosterone but not have the bleeding. But again, that would involve checking with the doctor and so yeah. forth. So that's probably a story for another time.
Yeah, okay. Now, I have one other quick question with my eyes. I had a cataract surgery on both eyes about 4 years ago, and I developed a posterior capsule opacity, which was the clouding of the membrane posterior capsule in the eye. And my eye doctor says that they can have a surgery operation using the laser that will correct that. Have you ever had any trouble with that, like for the eye? And can you recommend a drops instead of going with the laser treatment?
Drops won't work for that posterior problem, sir. I wish I could tell you they would. No, I'm sorry.
Okay, so I have to go for the cataract. It's a very simple cataract operation, and it works most of the time.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Thanks for passing that along.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.